This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
But is there a better example of the tyranny of majority than the way this impeachment process has been run in the House of Representatives? A process that is grossly unfair can only stem from a cynical majority that is willing to break long-established precedents, trample on legitimate minority concerns, and impose their absolute will on this body through sheer force of numbers.
If the Congress allows a President of the United States, now or later, to ask a foreign government, head of state, to investigate a political rival, what precedent does that set for American diplomacy, for the safety of Americans overseas, and for the future of our country?
2 weeks, seven hearings later, Devin Nunes there first, talking about the tyranny of the majority, and Joaquin Castro after that. Interesting, isn't it, to see where we've arrived after these hearings, and they're not done yet because there's still another day of it to go, and where does it go from here? But 2 weeks, no final decisions were made on strategy for a trial. If that happens, it would happen in January. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, are you weary still of the process? I was listening to someone tonight saying that their life was on hold because of the focus of what was going on with the impeachment inquiry. And there's nothing but opinions that are flying around this land. I say that this show is about your opinions, whether you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, and everybody's got them. And at this point, we don't know, if we looked into the crystal ball, where it all ends up. We do know that besides what's happening in the hearings, we've got Lindsey Graham, who launched an investigation of the Biden's, Burisma and the Ukraine. So the Senate Judiciary Committee chair sent a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday requesting documents related to the former VP and his communications with the Ukrainian officials. This is kind of a Republican effort to counter what's going on in the House impeachment investigation of the Prez. His document request suggests that he's seeking to legitimize what the accusations are of the president, that Biden, then VP, put pressure on the Ukraine to fire its lead prosecutor to protect his son. But there hasn't been any evidence that's been able to support that. That was disputed by officials that are close to that investigation. And the woman of the hour, or the day, you could say, was Fiona Hill. She is the former national security official, and State Department official David Holmes was by her side, too, testifying at this public impeachment. It was interesting, some of the questions that were asked, and I think for sure one of the main hashtag moments that came out of it was all surrounding Rudy Giuliani and the fact that he was going to throw a grenade into the situation. And I've talked about this before. I think it really is all going to lay on the steps of Rudy Giuliani. There's no doubt about that, because he was supposedly acting in the middle of all of this, and that's what we keep hearing now over and over again. And she was very blunt about things that had been said about Giuliani and his handling of what was what was going on. And I think this is more than just key takeaway. It could be the key takedown, perhaps, in certainly in what was said during this particular testimony with Fiona Hill and also David Holmes. But I think when it all wraps up, that's going to be part of what the big moments, the big takeaways will be. Now, some of what else happened theory-wise, one of the things that Fiona Hill pushed back on was the Ukrainian conspiracy theories, and she did it pretty hard. She She was stiff upper lip. Britt didn't suffer any fools, and you could tell that when she sat down, not intimidated whatsoever. In her opening statement, she made it clear she would take on the theories, the conspiracies that that were floating around, including those on the committee hearing her testimony. And she said, based on questions and statements I have heard, some of you on this committee appear to believe that Russia and its security services did not conduct a campaign against our country, and that perhaps somehow, for some reason, Ukraine did. And she said, it is a fictional narrative that's been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves. You heard Devin Nunes at the top, and he offered a rebuttal of her opening statement, arguing that the Republicans were not suggesting that Russia did not interfere, but that perhaps the Ukraine did as well. He said, needless to say, it's entirely possible for two separate nations to engage in election meddling at the same time. I know one thing. As we talk about this meddling, and we've spent time with Russia, now we're spending time with the Ukraine. 2020 is coming up. 16 is in the rearview mirror. What's going to happen meddling-wise from our friends at Facebook and other influencers who in the past have taken ads, and part of that led to the Cambridge Analytica, let's say, Facebook, and their big faux pas. What are the security measures in place to make sure that that doesn't happen? We do definitely have to focus on what happened before. That's certainly what the Democrats are doing in the House, and whether or not it becomes this trial situation, which I don't think, if you look at the numbers, I've said this before, the numbers aren't there because the Republicans aren't going to budge. By the way, Donald Trump, not shy about his tweets, tweeted out, I've been watching people make phone calls my entire life. My hearing is and has always been great. Never have I been watching a person making a call, which was not on a speakerphone, and been able to hear or understand a conversation. I've even tried, but to no avail. He said, try it live. Because one of the things that was said was overhearing a conversation, and that would be Holmes' key testimony regarding the Ambassador Sondland's conversation with Donald Trump on July 26th, the day after his call with the Ukrainian President Zelensky. He testified that he overheard the President and Sondland talking about the investigations. After the conversations, Holmes said Sondland told him that Trump didn't care about Ukraine, but only about the investigations he was seeking. Specifically, he said this, and that's why the president tweeted out what he did. He said, while Ambassador Sondland's phone was not on the speakerphone, I could hear the president's voice through the earpiece of the phone. The president's voice was very, very loud and recognizable, and Ambassador Sondland held the phone away from his ear for a period of time, presumably because of the loud volume. And so then again, the rebuttal or rebuke by the president on Twitter. So he's obviously paying attention to that. You know what's interesting in all of this mix, as I'm kind of throwing all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle right at you if you're listening to me across the country and you're trying to sort out what I'm saying, is who is missing in all of this? Where is John Bolton? Where's he gone? He's like, where's Waldo? I don't understand it. Is it because we have all these underlings that are there, that they're sort of serving as the mouthpiece? He's the guy that's missing. Hang on, we got more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids.
I'd asked if there was anything that we could do about it. And Ambassador Bolton had looked pained, basically indicated with body language that there was nothing which we could do about it. And he then, in the course of that discussion, said that Rudy Giuliani was a hand grenade that was going to blow everyone up.
So there you go. Rudy Giuliani is a hand grenade that's going to blow everybody up. And we knew this if we roll back the footage from the two thugs that were stopped, that were his associates, who were getting out of the country on a one-way ticket, but they ended up instead being rousted up by the feds. So as I said, she was the woman of the moment. There was no Bolton, but you had the former National Security Council official, Fiona Hill, who did her best to hold her ground with the wall of questioning by the Republicans, and Gordon Sondland's name thrown about as he was really the man of the moment for the Dems starting off the impeachment proceedings. But you hear me say it's like I'm reading sports scores, because you have the Republicans and the Democrats, and you have the narratives going in two different directions. And the key takeaway here is this all started back on September 24th. That was the beginning of the official impeachment inquiry against the Prez. What's happened since then has led to now Fiona Hill and the testimony this week from others. And then it's up to the Senate as to what goes on next. And to me, with the numbers and how the numbers add up, I can't imagine that this president is displaced, because that's what I'll call it, being displaced. But Rudy Giuliani and some of the others could really take a hard fall. And perhaps that's the reason why John Bolton is missing in action. And he is, because where is he? He's the guy that I would want to hear from, and we're not hearing from him. So these very public now impeachment hearings have included all kinds of people, but not John Bolton. More to follow from the closed door hearings to what we now see. And it all comes back to this. If you're trying to follow along, it's not confusing. Here's the script. It goes back to the July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president, Zelensky. And the inquiry that was prompted by the complaint from the whistleblower. Could it lead to impeachment? Which would mean the U.S. House thinks the president is no longer fit to serve and should be removed from office. We know how that process works. And once you have that ball rolling, which it is, then with Congress, it would go to the Senate, and there would be a trial, and you look at the numbers, and there are no Republicans, certainly, that are budging on this in any direction. But at this point, if lawmakers decide at the conclusion of the investigations that they're conducting that there's enough evidence to consider writing up articles of impeachment, then they will. And at that point, impeachment is underway. So not to confuse anyone, because it sounds different, and it is. The difference, it might sound just a little semantic, but the distinction of this is very, very important. A majority of House Democrats support an impeachment inquiry. How many would actually even vote to impeach the president? And so far, only 32 have publicly said that they want him impeached. We know that Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee chair, is leading the investigation and working with the two other committees, Government Oversight and Foreign Affairs. If the investigations conclude that there's cause for impeachment, the House Judiciary Committee would draw up the articles of impeachment. Like I said, the Judiciary Committee, then the full House would vote. That could happen by Christmas. Then the Senate would hold a trial. That's what would happen. This is ultimately where we're at, if anything is going to happen, if anything that would take down the president. And you heard what he's said all along the way, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, in fact, in September, saying he's not worried about being impeached. I got a question from Eric today in the mailbag, and I'm going to throw it out now. He said, because we're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment, it's all about you and your opinions. He said, if the president is impeached by the House, if he's removed from office, what happens then? In the past two impeachment trials, the Senate's taken two votes, one to convict or acquit the president and then remove him from an office, and another on whether to bar him from running again, because that's part of it. If he's impeached, people are saying, could he run into 2020? Well, of course, it'd be so unprecedented that, and especially if this wraps up in a couple of months, then the 2020 is, forget it. And if we're bouncing into 2020, which we are, you know, we're getting closer to what would be another election. And look, Americans, meaning you, me, the people in the neighborhoods, far and rural and city and on the coasts and in between and hard places to reach, are really putting a big question mark over all of this. Because when you look at all the polls, no matter which way you think they're slanted, they all come out just split down the middle. Here's the latest one, a Washington Post SCAR school poll that came out the first week of October, found a majority of Americans, 58%, said the House was right to open an inquiry. 49% think the president should be impeached and removed from office. That's before the inquiry was even over. And now talk about being split. The November Washington Post ABC News poll found 47% say the president should not be impeached. And if you look at the margin of error, I mean, that means it again, it is split right down the middle. It's split right down the middle on all of this. All right, in the meantime, while the headlines are screaming about the testimony, the inquiry, the intrigue, what does it all mean? Please explain it, because we keep doing this day in and day out. Believe it or not, there are some other things that have happened in the world, and some of them pretty horrific, like a plane that had an engine catch on fire that was going to the Philippines and then ultimately had to turn around and land. And there was somebody on the plane who was, you know, shooting some video of his daughter, and then you could see the out the window from where he was shooting, you could see the flames. And so that plane had to come back around, you know, this plane from LAX, and it was pretty scary to see it, because you see the plane coming down toward the runway, and you can see smoke and fire coming out of the back of the one engine. It lands, they get the people off the plane, of course, and they're spraying it down, and the good news is nobody was hurt, and that is the good news. But it always brings that question up about safety, planes, the conversations we have. And imagine you're with your three-year-old, you're taking this long trip, and you look out the window right near her and you see that happening. How close to a heart attack are you when you see that? Oh my. It was so vivid, because he was right at the window where that happened. Wow. And then you've got from that plane bouncing to the Middle East, it is a big, giant oy vey. Oy vey, which is a Yiddish expression. The Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu indicted, and once again, still very defiant about what's happening, but it's going to impact what's happening over in Israel. And of course, he's now indicted on these serious charges. And what does that mean for him? For him, unlike our president and what's happening with this inquiry, this means with the charges that he's facing with bribery, etc., means jail time. And then what does it mean with the politics of the day over in Israel, especially when you're dealing with the Gaza Strip and some of the serious things that are happening in Israel, although they certainly have been aware of what was happening with Netanyahu, as this has been going on for a while now, and this just makes it official with the indictment. Stay through. It is all about you, and the tall guy in the back. We're going to hit the mailbag coming up on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, according to Attorney General Avichai Mandelbilt, prolonging the country's political uncertainty as it looks to head into the third national election this year. Netanyahu, who has denied wrongdoing and said he's the victim of a witch hunt, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of bribery and a maximum three-year term for fraud and breach of trust, according to legal experts. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore pled guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges in a case involving the sales of her self-published children's books. Catherine Pugh pled guilty in federal court to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and two counts of tax evasion. Pugh faces up to 35 years in prison. Her sentencing is set for February 27. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Well, the music is so upbeat, but some of your emails, not so upbeat. Hey, Kate Delaney, remember you can hit me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet simply by going to KateDelaneyRadio.com. Explore when you're there. There's media hits, and there certainly is a feed that you can click on, too, if you're roaming around somewhere. But most importantly, you can send me your thoughts. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. This one is from Big Al. He emails us frequently, but we haven't heard from Big Al in a while. Kate, I was off the grid, but I am back. I am tired of these impeachment hearings. Part of my family is loving it. It's like they listen to every single thing that's being said. They rehash it, and it becomes part of the conversation, which I like that we're talking about it. But I think that this leads to nowhere. I think it's like the titillating movie that gets you really amped up for a big ending, and the big ending is just going to be the same as what we saw with the Russia investigations. So no matter where you fall on Trump or how you feel about this phone call and going after Biden or not going after Biden or miscommunication or the real thing, the bottom line is it's going to sizzle at the end or fizzle at the end. Which do you think it's going to be? Well, if you're asking if I think the president is going to be removed from office, then it's going to fizzle. You're absolutely right. So if the big ending that is being proposed that people think is going to happen, it's not going to happen. because of the numbers. It's just even sheer numbers. How many Democrats, I talked about that, how many Democrats would vote to have him removed, that with the president removed? And then you go to the Republicans in a full-blown trial, and I don't see that. Now, the Fiona Hill testimony was damning, and so was David Holmes when they're talking about, you know, he's saying, or she's saying, it's not hearsay, it's my ears, I have two ears, and they were refuting those kinds of comments about, well, this is, you know, third party, second party, whatever, which we do know that there were people in the chain who did testify behind closed doors that were referring to other people's conversations, but they're saying they were right there, so that's a little bit different, of course. And as I said before, where's John Bolton in the middle of all of this? But you're not even asking that. You're just saying the end of this movie, what happens? And I think the focus then becomes what happens in 2020. And once again, we've gone through this process, but there isn't that payoff that some are hoping for. And then it becomes the question of, is this damaging in any way to the president's bid to be reelected? All right, here's another one from Hal, who I don't believe, because I've been doing this show for, do you believe it, 15 years, and I don't believe seeing Hal in the mix ever. But Hal says, Kate, nice to meet you here on this email. I have a couple of things I wanted to talk about, and I guess I'll pick out one. I think it's horrible what happened at that Santa Clarita school. I know you had somebody on talking about it, that she had a worker whose son knew the kid and they were just a couple of doors down. That has to be chilling. And the fact that he was liked, had a girlfriend, and by all accounts didn't have any problems, that makes the problem we have with teenagers and depression or problems that much greater. Do we have any more details on the victims, what happened, or any other insights? Well, there was something that came out about the gun that was used in that shooting. And, you know, they're trying to figure out who bought the parts and who put it together, that whole kind of thing, because it was an unregistered gun, a kit gun that was used in the shooting. So this is different, basically a ghost gun in the Saugus High School shooting. And it doesn't have serial numbers to track. So those ghost guns can be bought online or at gun shows. People watch YouTube videos, for example. They learn how to assemble them. So they're focusing on trying to figure, I think, some of the investigators are focusing on trying to figure out what that's about. And they found other unregistered guns in Santa Clarita, and they're investigating where the guns came from and all that kind of stuff, and how the guns belonged to the kid's father, etc. But boy, this is, it's unbelievable. I mean, the gun jammed at one point and then he cleared it. There was conversation about that. There was a vigil last weekend for the kids that were killed. And remember, others had been hit as well. And the students are returning after Thanksgiving break on December 2nd. They haven't had any classes since the shooting on November 14th. And, you know, the kids were just devastated by this. And they're, you know, the police department there is just trying to piece it all together. So this is just another element of it. And it's awful is what it is. You're right. What's happening to these kids that seemingly are fine? I guess fine is that acronym that doesn't mean good. And, you really feel for those families. I can't even imagine. Life is so precious to me. I can't even imagine what that feeling would be like. I can't even imagine. All right, let's move on to this one from Jake. Jake is a regular in Austin. Yo, Miss Kate. I know you pay attention to all things car related, although I don't think you're a big gearhead. Did you see that Tesla has a cyber truck? You must have read the same thing that I read. Yes, I saw because it just, I think it just came out. There was a show in, I don't know if it was in California. It's probably in California. And it's a electric pickup truck. It's, and it is the Cybertruck. And it's kind of crazy looking. It's got this sort of, it's angular looking. And it has a peak in the middle. It looks like kind of a military, it looks like something the military would design, a military vehicle. And it had a bed large enough in the back for an ATV. It had the tailgate low. It had a pull-out panel. And the headlights and the taillights were thin bars across the front and the back. The electric range is up to 500 miles between charges, and it starts at $40,000 for the one version. The average selling price would be of a conventional pickup was what, $50,000. So it sounds like it's a little bit less, but what does it mean if it's got to have other parts to it? So I'm thinking, I don't know. They love it. I mean, the crowd loved it, and it is kind of wild looking. And it looks like something from a movie. It does. It looks like something from a movie set, I guess, is the best way to describe it. It's futuristic, crazy looking. Cybertruck is a good way to say it. And there were definitely people that were yelling out and screaming out and whatever. You just never know what Elon Musk is going to do. Do I think it's cool? Would I drive it? I mean, it would be interesting to drive it. It wouldn't be my car of choice. But although I would feel like I was in a futuristic car, that's a futuristic truck, that's for sure. Because it is definitely a truck. It's big, 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 big. You can see it. Just whatever your search engine is, just look Cybertruck and it'll pop up all over the place. We go back into the pile, and there's a pretty big pile. And here's one from Mac. And Mac says, Kate, you know, it's wild that this Prince Andrew scandal has happened, but I say bravo because the royals have their noses so far in the air. I heard you mention it the other day, and I didn't realize that he was paid for his position, and now he's got to rely on his mother. Of course, he's stepping back from his royal duties because he was so tied to Jeffrey Epstein, and the video and the photographs they show of him, there's no doubt that they were definitely friends, and you see his arm around the teenage girl, even though he's denying any association in that sense, but withdrawing from public life has to be for a reason, because they have him with these photographs. So it's pretty hard to deny the photo with his arm around the waist of the girl. And it's been everywhere, and it's been floated out there, I think, for some time. So he steps back. Who knows when we'll see him out in public again. Well, we're not going to see him in public anyway, so here's the whole thing about that, right? But it is. There was something I was looking at with the newspapers, because especially in England, they just will rip whoever. I mean, they'll just come up with juicy headlines. They were really the original New York Post. And I was looking at the Daily Mirror, and the which is a paper in England, really a rag, and it says, "I'm sorry, mummy," and it says, "Andrew bombshell." And then there's the Daily Mail, and it has on the front, "Outcast," and it says, "The Duke's disgrace," and they say, "Royal crisis as Andrew steps down over Epstein pedophile scandal. Queen and Charles force his hand. Bombshell comes just hours after the Mail confronts the palace with fresh claims." So he wants to be out of sight. All right, whatever you have to offer up, you can do it. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. Guess where we're going next? We need to lighten the mood. You want to lighten the mood? I don't know if we're going to really lighten it with some of the movies. The first one we will. Frozen 2 is out. You have any little girls, little boys, little people in your life? Go to the movies next.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
All right, if we all went to the movies, I have to say this. As much as I'm trying to watch what I eat, I would have to have popcorn, and I would have to have a large Coke Zero. Although I wouldn't put, as much as I would want the butter on the popcorn, I wouldn't have the butter on the popcorn. But there's something about the smell of the popcorn and the popcorn, I have to have it. So the concession always makes money off of me, whatever the movie theater is. That's where they make their do-re-mi anyway. Wouldn't it be fun if we all went to the movies? I don't know if we would see any of these movies, but the movies that are out include Frozen 2, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. You know who that is, right? And 21 Bridges. I bet it would be the middle one that we would see. Because who doesn't know who Mr. Rogers is? And who doesn't like Tom Hanks? But the first one is great. If you have, you know, little kids in your life, grandparents, you're a parent. Frozen was such a big hit, so they went back for number two. And thanks to our pal Eric, who is running the projector, we have a sneak peek for you. Take a listen.
Okay, Olaf, you're up. Unicorn. Teapot.
Oh, Elsa!
I don't think Olaf should get to rearrange. Doesn't matter. This is going to be a cinch. Oh, distracted. Worried?
Elsa?
There's his voice. Voice? What does that mean?
Head for the cliff!
Who's taking the building?
The kingdom is not safe. Find who is calling to you. They may have answers. Go north, across the enchanted lands, and into the unknown.
We do this together, okay?
Be careful. The spirits will challenge you every step of the way.
Normal.
Who are you?
Hi,
I'm Olaf.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just find clothes restricting.
Somebody's calling us. Who is it? Should I know what that means? Save Aaron's out. It's you.
How do you guys cope with the ever-increasing complexity of thought that comes with maturity? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't shoot that. You don't know what I stepped in.
All right. Do we even need to talk about this? Frozen 2, like I said, such a big hit the first time around. And Elsa is the main character. And I think the little girls that followed this the first time around will certainly be back for more. You know it's going to explode. It's gotten huge audience reaction. So, you know, to me, it's just about who's going to see it. And how many times probably are they going to see it? The magical powers. Why was she born with magical powers? And that's part of what the discussion is this time around. And it, you know, if I wish I had young nieces, that would be fun to go and take them, I think, to this. But, you know, I have a nephew who's an older teen, and this would not be on his list. 1 hour, 44 minutes, animated, a comedy, and it is, of course, PG. Like I said, it will explode. It's just a follow-up, the continuation of Disney's first Frozen that was a massive, massive success. All right, we move from animation to not animated, but a true story of somebody who was around in our living rooms for a very, very long time, Mr. Rogers. This is Tom Hanks portraying him in a movie called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Hello, neighbor.
Hey, I'm looking for Fred Rogers. In here.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor.
Mr. Rogers. I'm here to interview you.
It is so nice to meet you.
You okay?
Profiling Mr. Rogers.
Lloyd, please don't ruin my childhood.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with its feelings. Things you can do. You can play all the lowest keys on a piano at the same time.
You love broken people. Like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help. And that's okay. I think the best thing we can do is to let people know
that each one of them is precious.
Hey, Mr. Rogers!
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Please, won't you be my neighbor?
That was wonderful.
Wow, this is really about, it is about Mr. Rogers, but it's A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is also about the relationship he had with a journalist who went for Esquire magazine in 1998 to do a portrayal of him, and then they became friends, and what you heard in that snippet there, what Mr. Rogers, the essence of him, really, really was about. So Tom Hanks looks like him. It looks like it's a really lift-you-up kind of movie, and I think it will absolutely find an audience. Matthew Rhys plays the journalist, and he's a great actor. Also, there's Chris Cooper, who plays Matthew Rhys' father, Jerry Vogel. Lloyd Vogel is the name of the journalist, and it looks good, and it's gotten high ratings and great reviews, and I think some of this too is about kindness trumping cynicism, and boy, could we use some of that now. I think in the theaters it finds an audience, but also when it streams it'll find a big audience, and I wouldn't be shocked if we see that Tom Hanks gets an Oscar nomination at least for this one. And then finally, this is our violent flick. It's called 21 Bridges.
If you do wrong, be afraid.
Two shooters. We have training.
For he does not bear the sword in vain. He carries out wrath on the wrongful.
I will find them. We will catch these guys in the next 24 hours. They vanish. Are you going to do this?
The 21 bridges in and out of the island. Shut them down.
What island?
Manhattan.
They told me it was a guy who killed killers.
Beautiful. What could go wrong? You got a trigger.
You better have perfect diction calling me a trigger.
It's just a setup. Call it what you want. I just did. If you go down this road, you're looking over your shoulder the rest of your life.
I'd rather look the devil in the eye.
Feels going bad.
All right, so 21 Bridges, it is an investigation, NYPD, some great actors in it. Chadwick Boseman's in it, and Taylor Kitsch is in it. Sienna Miller is in it. J.K. Simmons is in it. You've seen him from Law and Order days. And I think this will find an audience, maybe more in streaming, but maybe not. It is way different than Mr. Rogers. It's rated R. It's 1 hour, 43 minutes, uncovering a massive conspiracy, only not in Washington, at the NYPD doorstep. So this will be pretty interesting, the story anyway. If you go to the movie, send me a cheap movie review at katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my tip book. Make it count, everybody.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.